Hello, my friends. Skip here again for another episode of Finding Meaning, concluding my series on what it means to be an empath, to be a sensitive, basically to be a spiritually inclined person. Much of what I'm going to share in this podcast is just my theory and conjecture. And whenever I go down a path like this, I just want you to know that I'm not trying to sell you anything that's proven or true. It's something that resonates with me. There might be 1,000 arguments against what I'm about to say. It's just where I'm at. And like any of these Finding Meaning podcasts, it really is just, so much of this is just where I've come from. It's what I'm discovering is real. But I'm always going to put the caveat on here that it's just theory. It's just my ideas. Yours are just as valid as long as they include love and hope and inclusion and generosity. I think we'll find our way to real meaning. So I just want to put that disclaimer out that really what I wanted to share with you today is where we are going to go, where I think we're going to go. As a human race, really, because I'm convinced that what it means to be empathic, what it means to be deeply intuitive, what it means to be highly sensitive, what it means to have a spiritual inclination to your being, that is really what it means to be authentic, that we are evolving to, if you will, this authentic place that all the great masters have pointed to. Jesus, Buddha, all of the great Christian mystics, both male and female, all of the great religious figures, Mother Teresa, Dorothy Day, all the great poets, Rilke, and all of these people, are pointing towards something. All religions, even though when they become systematized, they lose much of their potency. All science, even though when it becomes manipulated, it loses much of its effectiveness. All philosophy, even the philosophy that's been discussed by a million philosophy 101 classes in college, all of it is pointing to something, and I want to talk about that something. Because if you're listening to this and you're identifying yourself as someone who gathers energy, who struggles with what that means, as someone who is highly sensitive to other people or to their environment, as someone who is spiritually inclined and seeking spiritual truths, as someone who is deeply intuitive, if you're identifying or that sort of talk is resonating with you, then I believe we are on a path to a place. And ultimately, although I don't know what this looks like, I'm not any sort of prophet of any kind, I don't think. But I think what it looks like is a world where at least people know that they can live out of a deeper sense of what is authentic. I truly believe that. But until we get there, we have to work on our individual selves. We have to work on protecting ourselves. And so let's start there. That if we are highly sensitive, if we gather in energy from the world, you know that it can destroy you. If you hand your sacred being over to the world or to other people, they will destroy you. A lot of people are like energy vampires, if you will, that they want what you have, and they don't know how to get it because they're not wise enough or not to a place in their own development to seek their own authenticity. So they will try to take yours. Really, folks, it's simple. To protect your energy, walk away from what's toxic. Easier said than done, I realize, but really, if you're hearing this, I think you probably know that you need to cut out all that is toxic. to be wise enough to see that even some of the things we think are sacred, some of the things we think are irrefutably good in our lives can sometimes be toxic. We just need to be aware. It took me 20 years to figure out that what I was doing, working in religion, so to speak, was toxic for me. Maybe you have been in relationships, maybe you have been in jobs, positions, maybe you have been in situations. When we listen to the false self and it tells us what we should be, we end up in toxic places. And so, you know, to protect yourself, if you're empathic or highly sensitive or a seeker of spirituality or deeply intuitive, just be aware of what is toxic. Sometimes it takes a while to find out what is toxic. Sometimes it's pretty obvious pretty quickly. And that goes for romantic relationships, that goes for business relationships, religious relationships, whatever it may be. It isn't until we begin to extract ourselves from the toxicity of the false self. And again, I don't want to give identity to the false self. I don't want to juxtapose what is good against what is evil. That's just, we're chasing our tails. The false self is simply what the identity, it is simply the identity that the world has made of us, our family, our educational systems, our religious systems. It is only for growth, folks. It's not evil. It's not some dark entity in the world. It is simply something that isn't real. Just like Buddha in the Bodhi tree, when he sat under the Bodhi tree in meditation, he discovered what isn't real. Same with Jesus when he goes into the desert for 40 days. He discovers what isn't real. And the false self, the collective false self, just isn't real. And we have to live beyond it. We can't personify it. We can't identify it. We can't become a victim of something that isn't real. Now, I'm not saying that real things haven't happened to you. Real wounds, real pain, real loss, real grief. But what I'm saying is this, that the reality that we have created, the reality we've created for our own lives and that others have created for our own lives, and the collective reality that we've created is really just a shadow self. It's a false self. Yes, the pain is real because we're living it. But the way we cope with it, the way the reality is framed around these things is false. And so my invitation to you from Finding Meaning is to step into a new way of viewing things. It's not that you're going to escape pain or grief. It's not that bad things are not going to happen to you. Life is life. But it is a framework, a more authentic framework, a more compassionate framework, a more what I believe to be realistic framework that goes beyond systems, that goes beyond the falsehoods of things like self-help. And I'm, again, only speaking for me. I have found that I live in two different places. I live in the reality that my false self still makes up, and then I have glimpses, I have moments, I'll have minutes, hours, days, dare I say even weeks sometimes, living out of this authenticity. And the more I grow, the more I grapple, the more I look at my own motives and the way of the world, the more I can grow into that authentic self. Being an empath, being highly sensitive, being creative, being intuitive, being spiritually inclined, being someone who sees the world and its wounds with compassion, albeit I have to tell you, I still see a lot of the world with anger. I'm working on it. But, you know, if we can view the world as wounded and broken and lost in its own false projections, if this is how you are, if you are deeply empathic or sensitive or spiritually inclined or intuitive, then you are moving into the authenticity that that is. Look, brothers and sisters, look at all the world's religious figures at the inception of the religion. and you will see that these people are simply advanced humans. They are simply people who have come to terms with their own sensitivities, their own empathic abilities, who have figured out that much of the world is just Maya, it's just an illusion. And although the pain is real in the illusion, maybe the pain can lead us to a more authentic self where we don't have to live out of the pretend world. We don't have to live pretending to be something, projecting a certain income level or a certain way of being. We don't have to fall into the trap of identifying ourselves with the things of the world. We can be an expression of who we really want to be and who the universe has made us to be. And so I just want to end this three-part series on being an empath, being a sensitive, being an intuit, being spiritually inclined with that. That keep working on it, folks. Keep reading, keep studying. Keep rejecting the things that don't feel right. Keep reading and digesting the things that do. Be aware of your own feelings. Extract yourself from the toxicity that life and other people can hand you. But don't be afraid to live. Don't be afraid to engage. That's what I have for you today, my friends. I hope that this series was helpful, and I hope that you continue to listen. Thank you for your time.